Alaska actually leads the nation in domestic violence and sexual assault rates, which is not a statistic that I think Alaskans really want to continue. So the governor has initiated a Choose Respect campaign to respond to the epidemic of domestic violence and sexual assault in the state of Alaska. And the Choose Respect campaign aims at strengthening legislation to ensure that there's harsher punishments, and it also seeks to raise awareness within the state about the rates of domestic violence and sexual assault and help with some prevention programs around the state.
Sunny, tell me about WAVE in Petersburg.
WAVE is Petersburg's domestic violence organization. We've been around for more than 20 years. For quite a long time, our main focus, and it still remains an important focus of ours, is actual assistance for victims of domestic violence, to help them deal with the issues at that moment and get to a safer place. The last few years, we've been fortunate enough to be able to hire a coordinator, and our work has grown to include more, outreach and prevention, trying to make this so that we won't be needing to do all these emergency situations and get the community to understand that it's an issue, get the community to understand that it's not something to be ashamed of, that it can happen to anybody, that if we sweep it under the carpet, it's not going to get any better. And so I think that's why, in part, we're pretty excited about what the governor's doing with Choose Respect, because I think by standing up and saying, yes, we acknowledge this is an issue, we can help give courage to people who are in these situations to know that they can talk about it. It's not something to be embarrassed about, and there's help. And we as a society and a community and a state, you know, don't approve of that kind of behavior in the home.
Well, both you and Julianne have been speaking with local elected officials. You've been to the city council meeting. You went to the school board meeting. I know you're hoping to go into the schools to talk about the issue. What kind of a response have you gotten generally in town so far? I know you had an organizational meeting recently for the Choose Respect rally that's coming up. Tell me a bit about the response you've gotten so far from folks.
So far, it appears that we have overwhelming support, not just from elected officials who were really excited to jump on board with the Choose Respect campaign and help out with the rally on March 31st, but also really addressing the issue of domestic violence and sexual assault within the community of Petersburg. And I think that a lot of that was spawned by the recent sexual assault case that we just had, you know,
with the picture that was put out of the
right by downtown
sketch.
Petersburg, kind of just about broad daylight. I think that really helped wake people up and make them realize that this issue is present here in Petersburg.
Is that the idea, is to rally to raise awareness, but also kind of just to sort of build a sort of united front against these things?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to venture a guess, I think that that's definitely a direction to go. I think one of the end goals for us here in Southeast Alaska, not just Petersburg, would be to have a higher prosecution rate for domestic violence and sexual assault cases in the region.
In the last several months, community officials, school officials, and so on have been going to court cases where people have been accused of or being sentenced for drug issues or for providing alcohol to kids, that sort of thing, to sort of stand to show that they want tougher sentencing for that. Is that something that do you see the community going that way in terms of domestic violence cases, trying to get more people to turn out for sentencings or get involved in advocating in specific instances when these things come up?
We would absolutely like to see greater prosecution rates on domestic violence cases. We were recently made aware of the sort of record of what's happened locally with cases and sentences like 60 days with 60 days suspended, 60 days with 58 days suspended. Don't send the message that I think we want to send from the criminal justice system about the seriousness of domestic violence.
As far as the rally coming up, tell me about what's going to happen there. What are you hoping to do, and how can people get involved?
So with the introduction of the Choose Respect campaign, last year on March 31st was the first kind of statewide rally day. So the governor wants to do this every year to help raise awareness for domestic violence and sexual assault. So this year, Petersburg's jumping on board and showing their support for the campaign. The goal is to get 40 communities involved. I think 20 did it last year, and I think we're getting close to 40 this year. If you want to see the locations that are going to be holding domestic violence and sexual assault Choose Respect rallies, you can go to the governor's website and click on priorities and find Choose Respect there. It'll also give you the staggering statistics about domestic violence and sexual assault in the state of Alaska. So the rally is going to be held through Main Street on March 31st at noon. I think people will meet up around PFI at noon and rally down the street with their banners and their signs and noisemakers, and hopefully people will step outside of their businesses and show their support. And then the rally will end at the city council chambers.
It will be good for everybody to walk down and be seen, and that's an important part of this. I think there are some additional messages that we'd love to get out, and so something like a speech or a discussion or something at the end will help us refine that message a little bit.
And Julianne, you're going to add how people can get involved locally or help out?
Yeah, if people are looking to help, you can always contact Wave or contact Sunny or contact myself. We need a couple folks to bring cookies to the rally. We also need folks to show up with banners and signs, and, well, just show up, period. If you can't make a banner or a sign, that's fine. We'd love to have you there. Show your support at the rally. Show up at the city council chambers. And we're also going to be having a little sign-making party. Bring your own materials, and we can all get together and we can help out with messages and help out with sign design and all that good stuff.